The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Hey, we're going to be half full on a cruise. Many of us enjoyed doing the cruise to nowhere.
Twice.
The cruise staycation during the pandemic. They went away for a while. Now they're back. And it is such a pleasure now to bring on our dear friend Michael Goh, the president of Dream Cruises, to talk about the RWS Cruises. And they are back indeed. Michael, good morning. Welcome back to Money FM. We're glad that you are able to come back as the president of the cruise line, of the Dream Cruises.
Hi, good morning. So glad, actually, and so pleased to see you again. So this time, we bring back Resort World Cruises.
It has been a crazy 6 months for you guys, hasn't it? How have you managed to get through all the, you know, there were financial issues with the original company, and you guys were doing well, but the parent company was having trouble in Hong Kong and elsewhere. How did you survive it all?
Now, due to the unfortunate incidents actually in Germany shipyard that actually caused the outcome, and we are now back with a brand new company, a brand new cruise line, Resort World Cruises. So we are so happy to bring back actually the Asian cruising to the world.
I mean, it's such a feel-good story and a very positive economic story, Michael, for several reasons. The first one is, of course, yourselves and others were the only real tourist destination available for people during COVID with the cruise to nowhere. We couldn't go anywhere else but on your cruises. It was a great success story in itself during COVID, how you adapted, persevered and kept going. And then, as you mentioned, the parent company had issues in Germany, and now you've turned it around, Michael. So congratulations for doing that. We're also pleased. How did you do it? I mean, you're the president now. You're the president of Dream Cruises. Congratulations. How did you do it?
Now, the Dream Cruises is the past. We now have set up this new cruise line. It's called the Resort World Cruises.
RWS Cruises,
Now, how do we do it? Because I think, firstly, there were many cruisers were contacting us to say that, when are we able to bring back the Asian cruising into the cruise scene? And that is something that they really have missed. And our owner, Tan Sri, decided actually to set up these new cruise lines. And today, we are back. So we are back and we all bring a new experience to our cruiser. We want to give our cruisers a different experience. Not so much the same, but we really want to create something that is different.
And Michael, Neil and I have been on the cruise. I think many of our listeners have been as well. So when we were on the former cruise, you know, it was wonderful. The ship was great. Lots of activities. How do the new ones differ?
Now, I think the ships that we use is the Genting Dream. Is a beautiful ship. And many of the consumers actually, has cruised with this ship before and they loved it. But this time, when we come back, okay, we are basically talking about all new kinds of entertainment concept where you could find on board the ship. Now, to give you an example, right, we will have a high energy zone on board the ship where you have DJ spinning music at Zouk Beach Club. And then we will have also the relaxed and quiet zone where you could find it at a palm court. You could find it at the Zouk Beach Club during the daytime. And we're going to kind of like bring in entertainments actually into the dining. So our cruisers, when they cruise with us, right, they could really kind of like have a different kinds of experience when they come on board.
Nice.
Fantastic.
Now, the other thing is obviously it's about dining. I think when come to cruisers, everybody talk about dining.
Everybody wants the food. So
yes, exactly.
Especially in Singapore.
So you still find the signature Bak Kut Teh chicken rice, but that is not what we're going to offer. We're going to bring in example, like very trendy food today, like the Pao Fan. If you know about the Pao Fan, no, it's about the kinds of special stock that created and then add in with the rice, and then you would have the luxurious version with lobster, or you can have a humble version with prawn, seafood, and other thing. But beside that, we also introduce the Korean-Japanese fusion.
Mm.
So you would expect to see all your bibimbap, your ramen, and a whole lot of many other things actually on board the ship as well.
Are you still going to have the steakhouse there and the seafood offerings as well? Because those were so delicious before.
Oh, definitely. We are not just actually offering the Asian fusion cuisine. We have the German chef on board. We're going to introduce a wide variety of international cuisine on board the ship
nice.
As well.
Perfect.
And some lovely North Indian food for the vegetarian over here. I have to add that. You cater to everybody. You cater to everybody, which is terrific.
Yeah, we have that for you.
Just for me.
Just for you. And we have the vegan certified food on board to share.
Oh, that's great.
And beside that, the ship is also certified halal.
Yeah,
wonderful. We're talking with Michael Goh, the president, the new president of the very new Resort World Cruises. So congratulations again on that, Michael. I believe that your first cruise takes off very soon on the June the 15th. Is that correct?
Yes, it's going to happen next Wednesday.
Fantastic. Wow. And what's the take-up rate been? Obviously now our borders are slowly opening up, which means you can now visit new destinations. What destinations are you intending to visit in the future?
Now, for a start, we are not in the hurry to fill the ship into the 100% because we strongly believe that we have to bring the experience to our cruiser. So we will kind of start at the different stages, like maybe start off with 50%, then go up to 75%, and then the 100%, and so on. And we have really manned up the crew with more than 1,600 crew working on board, and they are all ready to serve our guests this coming Wednesday, which is 15th of June. And we are also happy to share, from 1st of July onward, we're going to take our cruiser to Bintang and Batam.
Ah, okay. So you're definitely going to head back out and get to some of the destinations that were, everybody loves to get off the ship and go around and see some things. So that's good to see. You know, one of the elements that really pleasantly surprised myself and my family when we went was the amazing staff that you had on board.
Oh, the best.
They were so helpful and so pleasant under very difficult circumstances during COVID. And of course, many of them couldn't leave the ship for months on end, you know, because they were working and because of COVID. But they were all so pleasant, Michael. And, that to me was really a hallmark of Dream Cruises before. Are you, I imagine you want to carry that on with Resort World Cruises as well.
Yes, we are happy to share that. In fact, 99% of our crew on board the ship had actually returned and worked for us.
That's great. Fantastic. Yeah, that is fantastic.
That is
And also, I think they are also getting ready on the 3rd of July to bring our guests to Penang, to Kuala Lumpur, to Malacca. So it's going to be really exciting.
I mean, Michael, you're actually being a little too modest there, because if you look at other forms of transport, I'm not going to pick on them, but the airline industries would be one obvious example where staff were lost and they couldn't retain their staff, and they're having problems now hiring new staff. Glenn's new segment. Flights are being cancelled all over the world because they couldn't retain, and now they can't hire staff quickly enough to deal with demand. And yet you're saying, Michael, you retain 99% of your staff, which is extraordinary. How did you do that?
You know, we had many of the crew has actually been working with us for many contracts. If you ask them, they will actually simply tell you, I have actually returned for 10 contracts, 15 contracts, 20 contracts. They love the culture. They love the environment, and they love actually working with us. So we were really so lucky, because from the announcement to now, most probably it's kind of like less than 1.5 months. We were able to kind of like manned up 1,650 crew. That is really an amazing.
That's something. Yeah. Michael, and we are speaking with Michael Goh, the president of Resort World Cruises. We have a question from Pin Chia, one of our regular listeners here on Saturday mornings. She's wondering about the accessibility of the ship for elderly passengers, and let's include in that passengers with any disabilities, wheelchairs, etc.
Special needs.
As I recall, it was quite friendly in that regard. But give us your perspective. How are you helping to cater to perhaps families who want to bring three generations, or parents who want to bring their elderly parents along with?
Yeah, I mean, cruise ships cater to all ages. So if they require assistance, I think it's actually really very suitable, because I think we have a shore staff actually at the terminal to assist the guests. Mm-hmm. When they come on board the ship, they will also be assisted as well. And we have a cabin that's special design that's for accessible for wheelchair. And so it's really very friendly environment for guests that will need special assistance.
Nice.
Yeah, so they can be assured, and they'll really have a good time when they come aboard.
Fantastic. And looking further ahead, as we mentioned, borders will open up, which means it will increase the competitiveness for the tourism dollar. You've mentioned some of your highlights there. How do you think Resort World Cruises will continue to remain competitive at a time when people will have lots of opportunities now to travel?
Now, I think there are two parts of it. I think, firstly, we have to look at and to understand what consumer want. And we have to always renew the experience. Mm. You know, there's no one bill fit all, and we have to continue to introduce, to innovate, and bring new experience to our cruiser. The other things, right, if you look at the Singaporeans are all traveling out. But the good news is there are also many tourists are coming into Singapore. So take example, say, from India, from Indonesia, from Malaysia, from Thailand. I mean, that are really a very potential source of market for Resort World Cruises. And we are actually seeing good results since actually we launched our cruise line 3 weeks ago. I mean, just give an example, just from India alone, we already kind of like gotten almost like 22,000 cabins that will come from now to next year. So it's really exciting.
Yeah.
Michael, thank you so much. This has really been wonderful. Looking forward to the launch of the Resorts World Cruises, the Genting Dream, starting on the 15th, going to include upcoming destinations around the region. Fantastic ship, fantastic crew, 1,600 crew members, about 3,300 passengers, the suites, everything. We are looking forward to joining you at some point. Neil and I want to come back and visit you again. Anyway, Michael Goh, president of Resort World Cruises, thanks for being with us today. Best wishes to you for the inaugural cruise this coming week.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.